at this end.
So we've got our official mics. And a little something different here as we get to use the microphone here with the referees for tonight's ball game. So the teams are shaking hands at midfield. We are 8 minutes away from game time. Let's try to sneak in just a few more sponsors here, Stephen, because once we get into it, we will be going at it hard. You are listening to Cruise 102.1 FM, the game of the week here at Bad Axe Field. The Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. We'll be right back after this.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. With fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank at $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service, too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
2019 has been a busy year for sure. From new technology to new facilities to new providers. So let's get you up to date. Dr. Carrie Rabinera began seeing pediatric patients in May in Pigeon. With a wealth of experience, Dr. Carrie can handle children from 18 days old to 18 years old. In June, we broke ground on one of our largest projects in organization history, a 15,000-square-foot facility in Bad Axe, just behind Walgreens. In July, we welcomed Sebring Primary Care with Dr. Cheryl Canfield, nurse practitioner Devin Heinlein, and their entire team to now form Sure Primary Care Sebring. Dr. Natalia Salowich is now with us to offer podiatry right here at Sure. Dr. Salowich looks forward to taking care of the more than 60,000 feet in Huron County. Also joining our team is Dr. Long Nguyen, yet another great primary care physician to our already great team. He's seen patients in Pigeon. There are many more updates coming in the near future, so stay tuned or go to sure.org for more. And you'll like them. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back to Hatchet Field. It is game time here. Kurt Dammer with Stephen Kaczynski on Cruise 102.1 FM. The game of the week with the Hatchets and the Lakers. Game time weather, we've got blue skies, even though we have a thunderstorm warning out till about 9 o'clock tonight. But the lights are on, the band is on the side of the field. Stephen, look at, they got more cheerleaders than most people have school kids in the school.
This is a huge crowd tonight. It is definitely filled in, and I am actually impressed by how many people have filled into this field. It is going to be a great game and loud crowds on both sides.
Our athletic director for Bad Axe, Mike Bogan, was here, as we mentioned earlier, probably 3 hours ago, touching everything up, getting the ice on the water, and be prepared for a barn burner. Both teams, similar offenses, similar defenses. We've talked about that. coach is very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
Some tough-nosed guys.
Absolutely.
With Durr and with Berberg. And the thing that we don't know is what the game plan is tonight. I was even talking to Coach Berberg. I thought he'd give me a little piece. And, you know, you want to talk about tight to the chest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He is keeping it all in-house, and he will leave it unknown until kickoff, and he will break his game plan out.
He said, Kurt, pro wing, various wing formations. I said, what else? He goes, pro wing.
Very little. Yep. Absolutely.
We're not going to let anything out, but, you know, it just made it even more exciting.
Right.
As our teams come to the goal lines of each end of the field as we prepare for our national anthem, the Bad Axe High School Marching Band on the 50-yard line. Beautiful night. The field looks great. As we mentioned, it did rain hard earlier.
Yes.
Now the Lakers are going to be to the left side of your radio. The Hatchets over to your right in the blue and gold, wearing the dark blue uniforms with the yellow letters. Lakers working the big Laker flag out there with one of their team captains out in front. Looks like 42, possibly, number 82, JT Warren
carrying
the
flag there.
Bringing out the Lakers to the sideline as we prepare for our national anthem. Lakers in their white uniforms, the away clothes with the green letters and the green helmets. And we're ready for that traditional barn burner.
Both teams looking sharp tonight. I've always been a fan of the all blue of Bad Axe. It looks blue pants, blue jerseys. That looks sharp. And then the all white that Berberg has brought to the program, both teams looking sharp tonight.
Different helmet scheme, though.
Yes.
I noticed for the Hatchets.
Yes.
Going with the white helmet for years, a traditional U of M paint
Correct.
Job
yep.
on
paint
the
job
helmets.
And everything, and they changed it up a little bit. And it's
something completely
nice
different.
Little change. Yes.
You know, I don't know if I'm sold on that. I like the old, almost the Michigan State U of M Babel that we had every year. But you know what? At least they're in the blue and gold.
Right. Yeah.
The other team's in the green and white.
Absolutely. Yep, it's still there. That's
blue and black uniforms of the Bad Axe Hatchet Marchant Band. And you can hear in the background Gerald Prill, the tower announcer for the Hatchets, as we prepare for our national anthem. We've got a lot of cheerleaders here tonight with the Bad Axe Hatchets. They have their youth cheerleading program. A lot of young boys and girls here. That was one of the other reasons their athletic director, Mike Bogan, had mentioned we're going to have a big crowd, a lot of moms and dads, grandparents and aunts and uncles here to see the kids cheer, but also here to cheer on their Bad Axe Hatchets. As you can hear, Gerald Prill, tower announcer for the Hatchets, as we prepare for our national anthem.
At this time, would you please rise? Gentlemen, remove your caps. Veterans and active military, not in uniform, may salute the flag as the Bad Axe High School Marching Band honors America with the playing of our national anthem.
Is everyone please standing for the national anthem? Oh, Steven Kaczynski, we feel it in the air. We are ready for the Hatchet-Laker battle here. And what a broadcast team we have for you tonight. Again, we're filling in for Clark Ramsey, who's on vacation in the Bahamas with Sparty. Now, that's just a rumor. I read it in the National Enquirer, and so we're just going to consider that true.
Right.
Tonight's broadcast team, Kurt Damrow here with Steve Kaczynski, Dale Killinger, Bert Kiefer, and back in the studio, WLEW, our board man, Chandler Pulaski. Tonight's game broadcast, 102.1 FM WLAW. You can also pick it up on the World Wide Web. Go to thumbnet.net.